It's time for our weekly review of state news. The police chief in DeForest is facing possible termination and allegations of racism after a video he made was posted on YouTube. A new medical center is being built near the Foxconn plant in Racine County, and a Milwaukee reporter was arrested and detained for trespassing while working on a story. Robert Mentzer is a statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back.
Hey, Rob.
Well, let's start, Rob, with a story out of DeForest. The village board there took a step toward ousting the city's police chief, Dan Furseth. He's getting scrutiny since the posting of a video he took in 2007. And we'll hear some of it right now in the video. A group of African-American men wearing suits are walking from their car toward a Steak and Shake restaurant. And this is Furseth adopting a stereotypical voice to mock the men watching from his vehicle. Here's a listen.
I got my suit. Oh, baby. I got a car llama on my Impala. All right, boys, let's go in. This is the fanciest restaurant we've ever been to, and it is called the Steak and Shake. Unbelievable.
So, Rob, what kind of response and consequences has Furseth faced so far?
Yikes. I mean, not great. Yeah, so the guy's the police chief of this small town, and it looks like he's going to get fired over this. It's sort of weird how it came about. So as you mentioned, the video itself is 11 years old, and it was apparently posted on YouTube in December 2015 by somebody who says he was a former intern at the DeForest Police Department. And so it was just out there on the internet until earlier this year, apparently, when apparently what happens was Furseth became aware of its existence and went and told the village administrator about it, and he was placed on paid leave at the end of May. And then this week, the village board there voted to make a formal complaint against him, and the village president says that they plan to fire the guy.
And it wasn't just about this video. It sounds like there were other areas of concern from the board.
Right. So they had they did an inquiry. They had an investigation that was triggered by this video and the questions it raises, I guess. There were several other incidents involving Furseth or his department that the board said it considered in making its decision. So this is according to a reporting from the Wisconsin State Journal. They said that he neglected to address harassment complaints that had come to him, and there was a time when the department posted video to its Facebook page of a naked man running around in a McDonald's parking lot. Sort of a like weird, wild thing, except that in reality, this was somebody who was like in the throes of a mental health crisis, and so you could argue that there's a certain insensitivity to having local police post that. Furseth had a video. He obtained a video that was part of evidence in a case that showed a woman running away from her husband after the husband had shot her in the head. And Furseth apparently showed that to officers in other departments and to people who were not even with the police department without having authorization. So they have several things wrapped up in this complaint.
And before we wrap up, has the chief there, who's apparently on the way out, has he responded publicly to these stories?
So he spoke to the investigator, and that report was made public. He said that he regretted making the video, that he's changed and changed in his views since it was made, and it was 11 years ago. He also rejected an offer for a severance deal from the village. It would have been worth $120,000. So he declined that. So he's fighting it out, or he's running out the string on this.
Moving to another story, it was announced yesterday that a new medical center is going up in Sturtevant. That's in Racine County, not far from the Foxconn technology plant under construction. Rob, what do we know about the plan?
Right. So this is from Ascension, Wisconsin, a $42 million medical center. So like a clinic, some specialty care centers, You know, it's not a full hospital, but I mean, it's nothing small either, right? And it is, in fact, only about 2 miles away from a planned $250 million hospital campus from Advocate Aurora Health. Ascension also says it has other plans. The total plans for the next 3 years is to invest about $100 million in this campus, and that is all very much attributable to projected population growth as a result of the Foxconn project.
Governor Walker has talked about a Foxconn effect, he says, creating economic development beyond the plant itself. Do you think these medical center developments will be part of the, will be heard about on the campaign trail?
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, look, this has been part of Governor Walker's case for the project from the beginning, which is this is a gigantic project. It in itself generates a whole bunch of jobs. Then there are related industries, you know, suppliers and so on that get an economic boost as a result. And then the next step after that are these service industries like health services and other other totally separate economic sectors. That it sort of lifts everyone up. The population has to actually grow, right? They haven't actually built these things yet, but certainly it's a sign that these companies see that as a bet they're willing to make.
Rob Mentzer is with us from USA Today Network Wisconsin, rounding up news from around the state this week. Moving to Milwaukee, Rob, Edgar Mendez, a reporter from the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service, who's been with us on Central Time before, was arrested this week, detained this week while working on a story. Can you talk us through that?
Yeah, we don't like to see this, Rob. So Mendez was taking photos of police cars. He was photographing the police cars in a parking lot that belonged to the Milwaukee Police Department, and he was trespassing. He was not supposed to be there. But it's worth getting into the specifics of this. This is according to Mendez. He was taking these photos. An officer walked by. Mendez said, "I'm a reporter. I'm taking photos for, you know, in my capacity as a journalist." The officer waved him on and walked on. Then he saw another officer. He waved to that guy, and he finished up what he was doing. He got in his car and drove away and then got pulled over, then said, "Oh, yeah, no, I'm a journalist. I was taking photos for the story." And then they said, "You're going to get a ticket for trespassing." They took him back to the station, handcuffed him, took his fingerprints and everything. And this is the argument, is, you know, his point of view is that this was excessive, and that if they just said, you know, you're not supposed to be here, you can't take photos here, he would have just left.
And have we heard responses from the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service and or the police department on this?
Yeah, I mean, the Neighborhood News Service definitely has been in, they're supporting their reporter here, and he's been pretty outspoken about calling this excessive. This is interesting. They posted on in the Neighborhood News Service's story about this. They posted a shot from Google Street View and showed where the actual no trespassing sign was posted. It really is something that would be easy to miss. The rule for a photographer is always that you can take from a public space. So, like, the sidewalk is always the safe place to take photos. It's in this case, it's a public building, public department. So you could see how you could think, well, I'll just go in the parking lot, it should be fine. But, you know, it wasn't. But I think it's at least a question of whether he should have known that or not. The police have been a little quieter on it. They said that they are dealing with heightened security right now. The Milwaukee Police Department has had the fatal shooting of an officer quite recently. That is understandable. But I think that for the most part, the spokespeople's response has just been, well, we're aware of this case. We're looking into it.
And briefly, as we wrap up, Rob, an update on something we've talked about in the past on Central Time. Two spaces in UW-Madison's Memorial Union getting attention after it was discovered that their namesakes were part of a group called the Ku Klux Klan during their time on campus in the early 20s. And now those names, it looks like, are being changed.
Yeah. So the right. So we have been through the process. UW Madison looked into this. The social group, the Ku Klux Klan, was not formally affiliated with the KKK that we know. But on the other hand, where did that? Why was it called that in the first place? So anyway, they're going to change the name of an art gallery named after the art historian Porter Butts. Is going to be called the Main Gallery, and a play circle named after the actor Frederick March is going to be renamed the Play Circle. So they're just taking names out of it.
We'll leave it there, Rob. Thanks for joining us again.
All right, thank you.
That's Rob Mentzer, statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network, Wisconsin, with us to recap some of the week's news from around the state.